lines, few have been the subject of more curiosity and speculation than Sater. There were endless press reports about his background. He was an ex-con, purportedly with links to the mafia, who had worked with Trump on failed real estate deals in Florida and Manhattan. Rumors surfaced that his former real estate company, Bayrock, was a money laundering vehicle for corrupt business and political figures in Russia and Ukraine, something he denies. He also picked a peculiar moment, the middle of Trump's presidential campaign, to try to revive the Moscow deal, bragging about his clout with Putin, one of Washington's most potent adversaries. And the only public defense hinted at in court documents over the years seemed to be an improbable story about how he'd wound up helping America track down Osama bin Laden, among other adventures in espionage. So who is Felix Sater? Is he connected to the mob? Is he a spy? Trump's man in Moscow? Or is he a key figure in Mueller's investigation, the man who will ultimately bring down the president and finally answer the questions swirling around Russiagate? Pundits have speculated about all of the above. But over three meetings and more than 8 hours of conversation, Sater offered new details about his life, from rumors about his mafia connections to his encounter with Russian hackers in St. Petersburg. And his story, the way he tells it at least, is straighter than I had ever imagined. I'm tired of reading all this, Sater says. It's early May, and we're sitting at a coffee shop inside the Mandarin Oriental, a Tony hotel in Washington, D.C. Sater had traveled there to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The 52-year-old, wearing a blue blazer with an American flag pin affixed to the lapel, explains how much of that's been written about him is false. It's why he's been spending a lot of time with journalists. His campaign for personal redemption, as he calls it, began earlier this year with a lengthy article on BuzzFeed, followed by a couple of TV interviews, and now our coffee talk. And he wants his reputation back. The most interesting thing about Sater is what that reputation consists of. In 1972, his family immigrated from Moscow. They were among the first wave of Jews allowed to leave the Soviet Union during the Cold War. For a year, they lived in Israel before moving to Coney Island, a neighborhood in Brooklyn where many Russian immigrants wound up. Sater was 6 years old when he arrived in the States.